Hello friends, today I am going to tell you a new story. So I think all of you will enjoy this. I am going to tell you the story about the plane hijack. One of Indian plane was hijacked. We know it as IC-814 Kandahar hijack. It was hijacked from Nepal. So in this story, I am going to tell you about the hijacking of this plane. Kandahar is a place. It is in South Afghanistan. In this Kandahar hijacking, it took 3 days to make a deal, and the Indian government gave them money to release all those people. I am going to tell you this story. It was date 31st 1999. All the people were released. So in this story, I think some of you know that this plane was hijacked from Kathmandu. But in this story, I am going to tell you about what was Kandahar hijacking, especially how it happens. Okay, why we cannot stop it. And can you stop that plane when it landed in Amritsar to fly again? Then does Indian government took that time good decision or bad decision? Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, exactly this is the exact news that he doesn't know. It was approx 100 minutes. He doesn't know that Indian plane is hijacked. And how Ajit Doval, this time he is NSA, National Security Advisor of India, how they made a plan, how they negotiate with terrorist, all those things I am going to tell you in this story, and why we left terrorist, these are the main things. Okay, how much money they gave to the terrorist, but it is not it. In actual record, okay, but this is fact. Indian government has gave to them some money also, and also who are the people who involved, it is also written in book, okay, that they gave money, but how much money they gave, this is not exact figure. Okay, so all these are I am going to tell you in this story. Okay, now come straight to the story. As I have already told you, this is IC-814 plane which operate from Nepal to India. Okay, so it was day 24 December 1999. It was Friday. It was evening 5 o'clock. The plane take off from Kathmandu to Delhi. At this time also this plane is running. Its name is same as IC-814. In this plane, 128 passenger was there and 15 crew member also. We know Nepal is near to India and it is open. There no the in Indian people, especially Indian people, they didn't have to get a special visa to go Nepal. Only if you have ID card you can go there. So many people go there for their holidays or honeymoons. Okay. In this plane there were people from India, Britain, US, Germany, France. They all were tourists. They went there, Kathmandu, and from this plane IC-814 they were coming to India. Okay, it was 5 o'clock, as I have already told you. It was 5 o'clock when the plane fly from Kathmandu. Mostly 1 hour distance is from Kathmandu to Delhi. After 5 to 7 minutes, approx 5 to 7 minutes, plane enters into Indian airspace. When the plane fly from Kathmandu, after 5 to 7 minutes, one people suddenly with a mask, he was with mask, he stand and tell all the tell the people the plane is hijacked, no one will stand from his seat. If anyone will stand, he will blast the plane. Suddenly, after some seconds, four other people also stand. They stand from forward, backward, middle, different sizes. They stand up, and all they all four were masked, and they told we are armed. If anyone will stand, then we will blast the train. Then people understand that our plane has hijacked. So everybody silently seated on their seat. The first person who stand first, he directly went to the cockpit. As we have all seen, this time, because in these days cockpit are closed, cockpit. But on that time, in mostly in plane, the plane. Because on that time there is no such incident that has occurred. Okay, so but now in this time all of you can see the cockpit is closed. Okay, and when the first person entered the cockpit, he told to the pilot take plane to the Lahore, and the plane was going to Delhi. All of us know. At that time, pilot was Devi Saran. Okay, the name of the pilot was Devi Saran. He denied that I will not go. Then the hijacker said, "If you will not go, I will blast the train." Now pilot has no other option. He has to also follow the whatever the terrorist were telling to him. And he told, "If you will not follow my instruction, then I will blast the train." Now they have to fly to the Lahore. Then pilot asked to Lahore ATC to land a plane in Lahore after some time, but also this was not the exact route because this plane was not running ever in that route. Okay, so due to hijacker pressure, they asked for permission. Lahore airport, till that time Lahore airport knows the plane is hijacked, so he denied. I will not give you a space to land. And also Lahore airport asked to his seniors. Seniors told him no, they have not to land in our area because the area is Pakistani area, and if they will allow them to land, whole world will tell that Pakistani also in this the people of Pakistan are in this hijacking. So whole world will blame him. So he denied, and as we know, plane runs between Nepal and India. So plane have also limited fuel, and fuel was also going to shorten. Then Captain Devi Saran told to the hijacker, they have to refuel, because without fuel, plane he can't fly, and plane will fall down. So the hijacker told after some time, okay, see which is the nearest airport where we can land. And then pilot told Amritsar is near, we can land here. After some time hijackers agreed, okay, let's land on Amritsar. And after that pilot asked to land in Amritsar. Okay, and now I am going to tell, till now Indian agencies, RAW, IB, whatever the agency, Indian agency, they all know that plane IC-814 is hijacked. Now they were thinking, now what to do? They asked to refuel in Amritsar. If they will not refuel, then plane may fall down. And this time they thought, if they will land in Amritsar for refueling, we can let him down, we cannot fly the plane again. So all these things were going in their mind, these people's mind, After some time, Amritsar airport allowed him to land the plane. When the plane was about to touch the ground, one hijacker saw a tanker was running, moving towards the runway. Then he think if they land, and there may be some plan, if the plane will not follow, then they may got trapped by the forces. They may get killed by the commandos. Then they told to the pilot not to land and fly again. Due to pressure, pilot again fly the train, fly the plane. Now again he told, now take the plane to the Lahore. Now again due to pressure, pilot take to the plane on the route of Lahore. Then again he asked to Lahore ATC that. And also Lahore ATC also know the plane is also they also know the plane is coming to Lahore. Due to fear, the Lahore airport authority they don't want to land in land the plane in Lahore. Say so they did one thing: they switch off all the lights of Lahore airport. Till now, the Foreign Minister of India on that time, Jasminder Singh was Foreign Minister of India, and Deputy Prime Minister that were Lal Krishna Advani, not Lal Bahadur Shastri, Lal Krishna Advani. They talked to the Pakistan, and they told let the plane to land there to refuel. If they will not refuel the plane would make cross. So Pakistan agreed to refuel, and they told with one condition: they have to refuel and as fast as quick he has to fly the plane. Now they put lights on of Lahore airport. Now the plane landed to Lahore airport. Plane refueled. It was almost night, around 10:32. Now so after refueling, plane take off from Lahore. Now again the terrorist told to captain, now take the plane to Dubai. Now plane was on Dubai route, and also one people who was there on the plane who was Rupam Katiyar, who was killed by knife because he stand up, he may thought he can fight from terrorist, or he can do something like that things, and so he stand up. And one terrorist, they killed him by knife. Okay, and this man was married just 15 days ago. Rupam Katiyal went Kathmandu for their honeymoon, and from Lahore to Dubai, it took 3 hours. So due to heavy blood loss, he died in plane. Now it was late night. And they reached to Lahore, and pilot asked to ATC, Lahore ATC, they had to land in Dubai. Then Dubai airport agreed, okay, you can land. And they were also talking to Indian government. Now they asked to Dubai airport. Now again, he has to refuel the plane. If they refuel the plane, they will lift some passenger. Some passenger means child, old person, ill people who are there in train. Now Indian government request Dubai ki kindly you have to try not to take off the plane. If once plane will take off, then that nothing would be in her control. But Dubai authorities, they told they don't want to take any risk. I will only refuel the plane. I don't want any bloodshedding on my land. So they only agreed to refuel the plane. Now the plane got refueled, and the hijackers left 27 people. In those child were there, ladies were there, some old person were there, and a dead body who was Rupam Katiyal. They killed Rupam Katiyal, and the dead body means 27 people. They left 27 people. Now they order captain take the plane to Kandahar. As I already told you, Kandahar is a place in South Afghanistan. Okay, this was the first time when people know about Kandahar. Else less people only know about Kandahar. This is a part of South Afghanistan, full of sand. But this place is famous for its grapes, dry fruit, and also sheep. Drugs, also for drugs, hashish and marijuana. Have you heard the name of these drugs? These are of very good quality. All these drugs were exported to all over the world. Okay, the first time people heard about Kandahar. That time Kandahar was ruled by Taliban. All of you us know that Taliban are at this time also in some place in Afghanistan. Taliban is ruling there, but that time Kandahar was ruled by Taliban. It was morning on 25th December. That on that day it was all we know. 25th December is Christmas. Yeah, in 1999, the plane landed to Kandahar, and as we all know, this is the Taliban's area. So when the plane landed, Taliban people take control of the plane, and also they put tanker on the runway. There was two reasons behind it, because they thought India may try to attack. First reason, and the second reason, they want to secure the terrorists, because if they put some vans there, some tanker there, then the other plane can't land. Okay, so they did this for two reasons. One, they don't want India to attack there, and also they want to secure the terrorist. Okay, now I want to this story I will tell after this you later. Now come to a story of middle. In middle, what happened till then? When plane was hijacked, in Indian time it was about 5:30 in evening. That time PM Bajpayee, Prime Minister Bajpayee, were traveling somewhere in South India, and they were coming Delhi at the same time when the plane was hijacked. At the same time they were coming with Indian Air Force plane. That time I tell you that time in plane satellite phone was mostly satellite phone was not available, even in this type of plane in which Prime Minister was traveling. It was approx 100 minute journey they have to return back to Delhi. It is also written in a book. An officer who is due to an PMO office, he wrote in his book. This is the main thing behind this. Due to that satellite, lack of satellite phone, 100 minutes, the Prime Minister doesn't know that an Indian plane is hijacked. But Air Force know that one of his plane is hijacked, and if Air Force tried, then he can pass message through ATC, because if they pass the message through ATC, then pilot will know the message, and pilot may tell the PM that our plane is hijacked, but they didn't pass the message. This is also the main reason that during these 100 minutes, Prime Minister Bajpayee didn't know that an Indian plane is hijacked. It was about 7 p.m. in Indira Gandhi International Airport. Prime Minister landed to Delhi. Then that time National Security Advisor were Brijesh Misra. They were traveling in very tense mood here and there. When Prime Minister saw that he was in airport, then he asked, "What happened? Why are you here?" Then he told that one of our plane hijacked. Now the meeting has started in India, and when hijacker came back to Amritsar, it means we can also stop there. We can also not to fly the plane again, because plane has landed in our land. But due to lack of agencies, means with that time there was lack of communication between different agencies, different government agencies. That's why it fails, because on that time Punjab police already have commandos, because that time Punjab police had also who was a specialist on these operations, but Punjab police told no one has ordered him to operate with commando. Even no one told him from Delhi. This was a lack between the government agencies. This was the main reason. There I have told two reasons. One that this they can stop the plane, but due to lack they cannot stop the plane in Amritsar. And second, even Prime Minister of India, he doesn't know that his one of his plane is hijacked approx 100 minutes. Now this start in Kandahar, because the plane has landed in Kandahar, and the now the name came out. These were the people who hijacked the train. His name was, first he was Ibrahim Athar. He was from Bahawalpur, Pakistan. The second was Sahid Akhtar Said. He was from Karachi. And the third one was Sunny Ahmad Kaji. He was also from Karachi. Fourth one was Mistry Jabur Ibrahim. He was also from Karachi. And last one was Shakir Sakkar. These were the people who hijacked the plane. These were five people. On that time, when the negotiation started, they demand $200 million, $200 million, and 103 terrorists from different terrorists who were cast by Indian. These were from in different Indian jail. Now, for negotiation, Indian government told to Ajit Doval, where Ajit Doval, now they are our national security advisor, and two officer of law were there, one ME official were there. They started to dealing with terrorists, but due to the much of, because money is not a big deal, even Indian government can pay him money, but they told 103 terrorists they have to raise. So the deal again Indian government denied. Now terrorist, after some time, they agreed due to the, because time was moving fast. Now they agreed for to leaving 36 terrorists, but again Indian government denied, because negotiation was going in these times. Now in India this time, family member, because the all plane, all the people who were hijacked in the plane, all the family members of those people, they started giving pressure, and also the dead body of Katyal was in India. So people started making pressure on government. I don't know anything. You have to somehow take our people back. Okay, whatever you have to do, do. And Vajpayee also told that no one hostage will get hurt. We will take all of them back. And due to these things, they were negotiating, and days were crossing very fast, and talking was going to, because that time talking was going to happen with terrorist. At last, terrorist agreed for three terrorists, that you have to release three terrorists. Then Indian officials and the hijacker terrorist both agreed on 13th December. The plane hijacked approx 5 6 days ago, and on 13th December both of them agreed. In this deal, Taliban also played a very good role. Okay, and because Taliban they talked to government, and they told to terrorist, you have to deal it fast and go as fast and leave our land. Okay, so they have also, terrorist has no option, so they have to agree on three terrorists. Now, but one thing I'm going to tell, three terrorists were left, and money were also offered to them, but no one know how much exact money Indian government gave to them. The three terrorists, they were, one was Maulana Masood Azhar, we all know,
हु मेड लेटर, जैसे मोहम्मद इन पाकिस्तान, सेकेंड वॉज अहमद जरगर, ही वॉज ऑल्सो ए बिग टेररिस्ट, एंड थर्ड वॉज शेख अहमद उमर सईद, दिस टेररिस्ट वॉज मर्डर ऑफ डेनियल पर्ल। ऑल ऑफ यू नो, इफ यू डोंट नो आई विल ऑल्सो टेल यू द स्टोरी अबाउट डेनियल पर्ल। एंड दिस वॉज ऑल्सो, दिस टेररिस्ट वॉज ऑल्सो रिस्पॉन्सिबल बिकॉज इट हैज टेकन अ बिग रोल ऑन 9/11 दैट हैपन इन USA। ओके, नाउ ऑल दीज वेर इन डिफरेंट जेल इन इंडिया, सो दे ऑल टूक टूगेदर टू दिल्ली। एंड नाउ आई स्पे स्पे नाउ विथ ए स्पेशल प्लेन, अजीत डोभाल, यशवंत सिंह, सम रॉ ऑफिशियल्स, सम MEA ऑफिशियल्स एंड ऑल द थ्री टेररिस्ट, दे रीच्ड टू कंधार। दिस वॉज द डेट 31 दिसंबर वेन दे लैंडेड टू लंधार टू कंधार, देन टेररिस्ट दे लैंडेड टू कंधार एंड दे वेन दे केम डाउन फ्रॉम एरोप्लेन, देन टेररिस्ट सॉ दे नो ऑल थ्री टेररिस्ट, मौलाना मसूद हजर एंड ऑल दो अदर टू, दे सॉ देम दैट दे वर गेटिंग डाउन फ्रॉम प्लेन, देन दीज फाइव ऑल्सो केम डाउन फ्रॉम प्लेन, दे टुक ऑल थ्री मनी एंड दे सिट ऑन अ भान विथ ऑल दीज थ्री पीपुल, दे हैंड ओवर द प्लेन टू द तालिबानी पीपुल एंड तालिबानी पीपुल गिव देम 10 hours टाइम टू गेट आउट फ्रॉम तालिबानी एरिया बिकॉज आफ्टर दैट दे टोल्ड इफ आई विल सी यू आई विल नॉट लेट यू टू गो एनी वेयर, दे गिव देम ओनली 10 hours। देन द फाइव टेररिस्ट एंड थ्री टेररिस्ट हु केम फ्रॉम इंडिया, दे टू फ्रॉम इंडिया, दे मूव टू पाकिस्तान बाय बाय अफगानिस्तान। एंड नाउ आफ्टर दे मूव्ड, नाउ अ स्पेशल प्लेन केम फ्रॉम इंडिया, ऑल द हॉस्टेजेज हुआर इन प्लेन, दे केम इन दिस न्यू प्लेन, स्पेशल प्लेन विथ यशवंत सिंह, आवर फॉर्मर मिनिस्टर अजीत डोभाल एंड रिमेनिंग ऑफिसर्स, दे ऑल फ्लाई फ्रॉम कंधार एंड दे रीच दिल्ली इन इवनिंग, दे लैंडेड देयर। मीन्स वी कैन से इन 7 days ऑफ दिस ड्रामा द हाईजेकिंग इंडेड। ओके, एज वी ऑल नो वी आर पेइंग वेरी बिग, व्हाट आई कैन से, वी ऑल इंडियन पीपुल इवन अदर कंट्रीज पीपुल ऑल्सो वी आर, मीन्स आफ्टर रिलीजिंग दिस मौलाना मसूद अजहर वेन ही मेड लेटर जैसे मोहम्मद, वी पेड वेरी बिग अमाउंट फॉर अ बिग लॉस, वी ऑल्सो फेस वेरी बिग लॉस ऑफ बिकॉज ही वॉज रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर द पार्लियामेंट अटैक, वन ऑफ आवर बिगेस्ट डेमोक्रेटिक बिल्डिंग। सो दिस इज द स्टोरी ऑफ हाईजेकिंग ऑफ प्लेन IC-814 कंधार हाईजेकिंग। थैंक यू ऑल ऑफ यू हैव आई थिंक एंजॉयड दिस स्टोरी, इफ यू लाइक द स्टोरी काइंडली शेयर इट, एंड एनी सजेशन इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गिव मी यू कैन गिव मी। एंड वन मोर थिंग आई वॉन्ट टू टेल यू, आई एम ट्राइंग टू स्पीक दिस स्टोरी इन इंग्लिश, आई एम नॉट दैट मच फ्रिक्वेंट इन इंग्लिश, सो आई एम ट्राइंग टू स्पीक एंड इट विल ऑल्सो इम्प्रूव माई इंग्लिश स्पोकन, सो आई एम ट्राइंग टू डू बेटर इन दिस। सो इफ यू फील एनी वेयर समथिंग बोरिंग, सॉरी फॉर दैट, यू कैन ऑल्सो टेल मी, कॉमेंट मी दैट आई कैन, हाउ कैन आई मेक इम्प्रूवमेंट ऑन दिस। इफ यू लाइक दिस अगेन इट्स प्लेजर, एंड यू इफ यू लाइक इट काइंडली शेयर टू अदर्स ऑल्सो। थैंक यू, बाय बाय, सी यू इन नेक्स्ट स्टोरी अगेन।